take your Bibles tonight if you found your place in Thessalonians. And I just want to bring a short little message tonight on why I'm thankful. It has to do with three things tonight that I want to bring out in the message. And the Bible said in verse number 18 of 1 Thessalonians, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Brother Craig said it's a good time to live, and it is. But we may be living in one of the most unthankful times that we've ever lived in our life. And God expects more out of His children. Amen. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Father in heaven, I want to thank you tonight for being our Savior, our guide, our God. Thank you, Lord, that you meet every need. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for our people. We ask you, Father, tonight for that special touch. Lord, you said you knew what we had need of even before we ask. Lord, you really enjoy your children coming to your throne. I thought about, Lord, as I sat there on the pew listening to the song, "God's Been Good," about having little Ava on one arm this afternoon and little Amelia on the other. Oh, God, you've been so good. Yeah. Lord, they're being trained in the nurture, the admonition of the Lord. Yeah. Lord, they're learning Bible verses, learning about Jesus. Thank you, Father, for those in our church that are teaching the children. I pray, dear Father, that you'd just help us tonight, God, to glean something that would challenge our hearts. And Lord, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God's been good. Say, Pastor, why do you want to be thankful? Well, first of all, the Bible says it's the will of God. You show me a Christian that loves Jesus, and I'll show you a Christian that wants to be in the will of God. Let me ask you a question. I'm talking to saved people now. Have you ever been out of the will of God? Have you? I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's a miserable place to be, ain't it? Amen. Your joy's gone. David knew what it was to be out of the will of God. I don't know how long he was out of the will of God. It looked like maybe a year or 13 months, something like that, that we know of, that he was out of God's will. We don't know how long before he laid eyes on Bathsheba he was out of God's will. That didn't happen instantly. Amen. But David knew what it was to be out of God's will. But he also knew what it was to be in God's will. He knew what it was, amen, "Thy servant with the bear, thy servant with the lion, thy servant will go down there and face." Boy, I'll tell you what, you can face anything in the will of God, knowing God is with you, amen. The Word of God said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I believe tonight, if you read the book of 1 Thessalonians, you're going to find out that our Lord loves us. We're going to find out about His compassion. We're going to find out about His communion, about being children of light. And we're going to find out about His coming. Wouldn't it be awful to be out of the will of God when He comes? I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be in God's will when He comes. I want to be doing God's work when He comes. Amen? And I believe it's important tonight. The Word of God said, "In everything, give thanks." I know that we set aside a time, and I'm not against that. I think we should. And I'm not against setting aside a time to celebrate Jesus' birth. I think we should. I'm not against setting aside a time to celebrate the resurrection. I think we should. But I tell you, every day of God's people's life ought to be a Thanksgiving day. We're thankful for what we have to wear. Thankful, Lord, for what where we have to live. And thankful for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And thankful that we've got a home in glory land. that outshines the sun. I'll say this tonight. The very next verse says, quench not the Spirit. I believe with all of my heart when God's people begin to murmur the way that they did with Moses in the wilderness, I'm telling you, they could have been having revival, but instead they were murmuring. Amen. And I believe when we begin to do that, that quenches the Spirit of the living God. Some of the greatest meetings I've ever been in as far as the presence of the Lord had to do with people being thankful and people having a giving spirit. I've just seen God come down. Amen. And I appreciate that so very much. So I'm thankful tonight. It has to do with the will of God. This may be unusual tonight, but the Lord spoke to my heart in this manner. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Not only does it have to do with the will of God, but it has to do with the ways of the world. Look in 2 Timothy chapter 3 for just a moment. I'll show you where I'm coming from. The Bible said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be found in that list, would you? What's the next word? Unthankful. We hardly recognize that as belonging in a list like that. But God put it right in the middle. Look at it. Look how bad. The word, next word is unholy. The next words are without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. So tonight, why do I want to be a thankful pastor? I'll tell you tonight, because that's the will of God for my life. Why do I want to be a thankful pastor? Because I don't want to be guilty of walking in the ways of the world. Amen. Amen. Unthankful. Unthankful. Think that the world owes us something. I'm going to tell you something right now. God doesn't even owe us anything. Everything that we get from God is perfect. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. And I praise Him tonight for it. I wouldn't want to be among the list of people that are here tonight in this scripture. Lovers of them own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful. I don't want to be there. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight. The last thing that's on my heart tonight. Why should we be a thankful people? We want to be in the will of God. We don't want to walk in the ways of the world. But tonight in Psalm 100, I believe that God desires and deserves and is determined worship. Notice what the Word of God said in Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. You know what I believe tonight? I believe that the Word of God is teaching us right here that we're not supposed to wait till we get here. On the way in, we're supposed to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. We're supposed to enter into His courts with praise. And I believe with all of my heart, God desires us to worship Him. The Bible said, for the Lord is good. That fits, don't it, Brother Craig, with the song. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You ought to get up in the morning when you get ready to read your Bible. You ought to just pick it up and kiss it. Truth. We still have the truth. And we ought to just be in a spirit of worship, not just on Wednesday or not just on Sunday, but we ought to be in that spirit of worship every day of our life, making that joyful noise, serving the Lord with gladness, coming before His presence with singing, evidence of the Spirit-filled life, knowing that He is God. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that don't know He's God. Aren't you glad you know He's God? It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. I don't know about you. When I read that statement, we're His people and the sheep of His pasture, that's enough for me right there to want to worship Him. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him and bless His name. You know what you ought to do? You ought to tell somebody that you're thankful. You ought to tell Him that you're thankful. And we ought to live tonight like we're a thankful people. Why, preacher? Because it is the will of God, and it'll keep us from walking in the ways of the world, and it will keep us worshiping the God of heaven. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. When we get there, our worship will be perfected, but we ought to be working at it down here. Amen. Just praising Him and thanking Him. I was thinking a while ago, Brother Steve, when you were talking about the food pantry. Thank God for the food pantry. I mean that. But my wife and I have never had to go to a food pantry. There's a bunch of people here tonight, ain't they? They never had to go to a food pantry. Brother Houston, I ain't never had to take something to a pawn shop and pawn it so I could pay my power bill or I could pay my electric bill. I'm telling you tonight, we got a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for. Our Father, tonight I want to thank You for Your people. Thank You for Your word. Thank You, Lord, tonight that, Lord Jesus, Your people, the people that love You, understand, our Lord, the will of God for their life. And I pray, dear God, that You would help us, that we would never, Lord, never be an unthankful people. For, Lord, Your presence will surely flee. Lord, if we get full of pride, think we've accomplished something on our own. And I pray, Father, tonight that You'll just minister to our hearts, to our lives, through this season. And I pray, dear God, tonight that Jesus would be pleased with our worship. Help us, Lord, when we look at our spouse to be thankful. When we look at our children and our grandchildren to be thankful. When we look, Lord, at our church and those that are in our church. And when we think about those, our Father, tonight that are absent, help us to be thankful, God, that You put them in our lives. And I pray now, Father, tonight that You'd help us in America. God, we've got a lot of problems in America. And Lord, being unthankful will only magnify the problems. Help us, oh God. Lord, I heard that little boy this morning on the news sing the national anthem. What a blessing, our Father, it was to my heart. Oh, say, can you see? Lord, I pray tonight that there be a revival in America. Lord, a revival of patriotism. A revival, our Father, tonight. Lord, where people would understand that the Lord, He is God. He is coming. He does love them. He will save them. They'll but turn to Him. Lord, we ask You tonight now just to help us, Lord, in these dark days to be a light. God will give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen.